I socialise chickens and run a companion program for people in my community because everyone should feel loved, be loved and valued.
Tell me a little bit about why you like watching the chickens.
There's multiple reasons. One of them is because they're kind of funny, really. When they're really curious, they'll, like, walk around and then they'll just go, like, what's this? And then they'll just give it a funny look and start pecking at it.
And how do they help you understand people?
They kind of act like people because they've got their friendship groups and some of them don't like each other, some always hang out and they never split up.
So have you been happier, Summer, since chickens have been in your life, and how?
Yes, I have been happier. They've helped me understand because they've helped me understand people more and they make great friends.
Cynthia Farrelly, Summer's mum. Yeah. Well, basically, Summer had this pet chicken called Polly. She's going through a rough period in her life. So she formed this bond with this chicken who actually was blind. So the chicken relied on her, she relied on the chicken, and they formed this big friendship. And then obviously when you've got one chicken, before you know it, you've got like your whole backyard full of chickens.
A coop.
Yes, many chickens. And that was when she started watching the chickens socialise in the backyard. And because there were sort of three different flocks, so they would form their social circle. And it was just one day she said to me, oh, Mum, I can watch these chickens and learn about their body language, the sounds of their chirping, the way they interact with each other. And she said, you know what, if I pretend that chickens are people, then it makes life makes sense to me in the playground. And it was only just through then I went, hold on a minute, I think that there's something in there. So we just decided to write a program based on that. But she was socialising chickens for people in the community who she said she wanted everyone to feel loved, be loved and valued, and that was what she wanted to do.
Before the chickens, before she started like socialising with chickens, what was she like?
Summer had always had trouble with emotional regulation, so she's what they call an empath, where she is just an extremely sensitive child who picks up on everyone's vibe and everyone's feelings, and she worries about everyone in the world in general, even people she doesn't know, which is a really nice quality to have. You know, sometimes it's she can get quite upset in relation to things. So having chickens has given her a sense of understanding her emotions a bit better and putting them in context. And she goes out the back and she'll talk to them just like a friend. You know, you have a sounding board where you talk to a friend. Well, she talks to the chickens and spends time with them and that. So she sees them, you know, as having a friendship.
And she's dealing with people better because of the chickens.
Yes, I think she understands people a lot better. Not all people with Asperger's, but mostly the common elements are, is that they find it difficult to understand social cues, all the social things that everyone else takes for granted. And she sort of has learnt some of those social cues by watching her chickens in the backyard. I know it's bizarre, but it really works.
So this program is going to be available for people in the community?
Yes, anyone can access our program. We don't want to have a criteria to be able to access our chickens. We don't want to have a label or a diagnosis or anything. Anyone in the community who needs to feel the need to hug a chicken or even just to feel the need to come and find out what it's all about.
You must be very proud of Summer.
I am. Don't make me cry. I am very proud of Summer. She's amazing, and also she has made me learn so much about myself. It brings our family a common interest because having an ASD diagnosis, we're all very individual and find it very hard to find that common element, and chickens is it. And I have found that our family has grown and we've sort of connected on so many levels. It's fantastic. Chickens are awesome.
So you reckon everyone out there should hug a chicken to find happiness?
Yes.
And do you talk a little bit of chicken?
Yes.
Come on, give me a few words. Say hello to me in a bit of chicken. Let me have a go. What's the bugger? Is that hello, I like you?
No, it's more of I need to lay an egg.
So Summer, tell me a little bit about your superpower too. What is it?
Asperges. My superpowers are asperges, and also that I understand that everyone has differences and everyone's special in their own way.
Chickens are a little bit different to each other too, aren't they? They're all a bit unique, are they?
Yes, they've all got their own personalities.
Some are pecking. Some are liking the peck, some are liking the hug.
Yes.
And some are liking the laying.
And some are liking the posing.
So Summer, do you reckon chickens can change the world? People are getting chickens in their backyards now, so that's a good thing.
Yes, I do think they can change the world.
How do you reckon they can change the world?
By changing it.